I see. That's great. She's barking at a blow-up dog. Well, we had a couple of people in our neighborhood who were excessive with the blow-up decorations for Christmas. And I don't think any of them had dogs, though. But, yeah, I can't. Dogs are so much fun. Pets give us so much pleasure in life.
Well, the pleasure of, you know, having to come down and babysit the dog and sleep on the couch to make her calm down during thunderstorms and high winds and all that kind of stuff. Yeah, I'm just having all kinds of good fun with that.
Guilt over having to give her some medicine to calm her down so you can sleep not on the couch in the basement. I don't know. Is it better for them to have the stress and no medication, or for them to have the medication and you to have a peaceful night's sleep?
Pull that stuff again this evening. I'm going to bring her down, let her sleep on the couch. I'm going back upstairs because I'm tired of sleep. For one thing, the couch is covered in dog hair, as you might imagine. And for another thing, it's not as wide as a bed, so she can't sleep beside me. She has to sleep on top of me. So it's like, nah, we ain't playing this game anymore. So I'm going to medicate her here in a little bit and then try going to bed. Let me take a break here one last time. Any other check-ins, Alpha through Zulu, Zulu through Alpha, or if I've missed anybody for comments, please call KN4RJN or Net Control. Is KN4RJN, Net Control, Blue Ridge 2 Net. Okay, Wendy, what else going on? Anything?
This is KN4HTP. No, I, between the time I checked in and my name came up for RAG 2, I had a goal of getting all the dishes done and in the dishwasher, and I succeeded. So that was just a little goal I set for myself that worked out, and that's the only thing I could think of to comment about right now. Although it sounds like Sunday is going to be an adventure in weather.
And a very cold rain, possibly a little sleet mixed in with that, maybe a little bit of snow, I don't know, but we got some more stuff we got to throw in the dumpster and move a couple things in the pod, so we definitely have to do that tomorrow. And then we'll have to wait a few days before we can get the rest of it in there. But, yeah, I don't know how we accumulated all the stuff that we accumulated here. But I went to the barn where we keep the lawnmowers and all that kind of stuff. And there's a whole bunch of junk that was in there, that boxes that had been opened and looked at but never utilized. And all that stuff went into the dumpster. And we got rid of, oh, Lord. That dumpster is about three quarters full, and it's a big industrial, you know, construction site type dumpster. And we've been throwing stuff in here, and I got some more stuff I got to drag out of the back down here in the basement to get rid of, but scrap wood and other broken furniture and other stuff. But yeah, we definitely got to do that tomorrow. Otherwise, we got to put it off till like Tuesday or Wednesday, I think, is when the weather's supposed to clear.
Saturday will be a busy day. That's one of those days where we get a lot of stuff done around the house, too. Thankfully, we're not moving, but I do have a few boxes that fit that category that have been rummaged through but not emptied since we moved down here. Several boxes, well, I don't know, three or four, that were my grandmother's things that I need to go through and either distribute out to, you know, my siblings or, you know, photograph and put online so people can enjoy her journals and things along those lines. And I'm sure there's probably about half of it that's in there that I won't use. But there are always those projects hanging around that need to be done, even when you're not moving.
I was dragging stuff out of the barn down there and found a box and opened it up, and it was a bunch of sewing patterns, and I brought it up, and my wife says, I wondered where those were. I was looking for those the other day, and they've been sitting down there for 3 years. And so, yeah, the whole time we were in Army, there were two or three boxes that each time it made a move, but the box never got open. And then when we finally opened, I said, oh, I wondered where that went. Well, I don't need it now. It's like, whatever. Moving is a great time to jettison stuff, but sometimes it doesn't always get jettisoned. So anyway, I think it's about time to call it a night. Let me call for one more round of check-ins. Any other check-ins, Alpha through Zulu, Zulu through Alpha, or if I've missed anybody for comments, please call KN4RJN or Net Control.
John, you can't close out the net without checking me in tonight, sir. If you would, please check in Alpha Kilo 4 Hotel Romeo. Name is Mike, location Simpsonville. Sounds like you got a really good net, John. It's still going this late, but no traffic, no comments tonight, John. Just 73 to you and everyone on the net.
Is KN4RJN at Trofalo. It's 2 minutes. Like welcome Mike, AK4HR. Always a day late and a dollar short. How you doing, Mike?
All right, sir. Yeah, I'm always later and later. Sometimes I miss it, sometimes I make it. I just happen to make it in tonight. So good to hear you, my friend. We'll talk soon. 73, AK4HR, back to Net Control.
Roger that, Mike. You stay safe out there and hope you're having a good night. Any other check-ins, Alpha through Zulu, Zulu through Alpha, or if I've missed anybody for comments, please call KN4RJN or Net Control. This is KN4RJN, Net Control, Blue Ridge 2 Net. Stand by for my net report. This is KN4RJN, Net Control, Blue Ridge 2 Net. Now, this is securing the net and returning the repeater to normal amateur radio operations. Y'all take care of yourselves, and please take care of each other. This is KN4RJN. I am clear. K4OIM, KN4RJN. K4OIM, this is KN4RJN. Walt, you still in there? This is KN4RJN, I am clear.